every developed country in the world seems to be struggling with a housing crisis at the moment. Over the past decade, housing prices have soared across the EU, rising by an average of 53% between 2015 and 2024, and even tripling in some countries. In Portugal, however, things have been particularly rough. House prices have risen by 124% in this period, one of the highest in the EU. And while rising interest rates have cooled most housing markets in recent years, Portugal is apparently moving in the opposite direction. In fact, in September, Portugal recorded its highest house price increase on record, with prices rising 23% compared to the previous year. The European Commission now estimates that Portugal's housing market is overvalued by around 35%, the highest in the Eurozone. So in this video, we're going to explain Portugal's housing crisis and why it's become one of the worst in Europe. Never miss an episode and always feel in the loop by subscribing and ringing the bell. So let's get straight into it. Between 2015 and 2024, house prices in the EU rose by an average of 53%. The biggest increases were observed in Hungary, which rose by 209.5%, Lithuania, which recorded a 135% increase, and Portugal, which saw a 124.4% increase. In Portugal, the most expensive municipalities are Lisbon, the capital, the Algarve or Faro district, Setúbal, the city that sits opposite Lisbon, the island of Madeira, and Porto, the second largest city in the country, which is situated in the northwest. Between 2014 and 2024, Lisbon's house prices surged 176%, with even steeper rises in its trendiest districts. Nonetheless, while Portugal was indeed suffering from an acute housing crisis, it wasn't alone in this respect, and property prices were outstripping incomes in most European countries. However, in the past year or so, Portugal has seen a uniquely dramatic rise in property prices, with prices rising an eye-watering 23% year-on-year in September, the highest increase on record. This puts Portugal in marked contrast with many other European countries, where property price growth has generally slowed, thanks to a general economic slowdown and higher interest rates, which have made mortgages more expensive to take out and service, thus pushing down property prices. And this was apparent in the most recent Eurostat data, which found that in July, year-on-year house prices rose by an average of 5.4% across the euro area, but by a staggering 16.3% in Portugal, the highest increase in the bloc. Things look even more dramatic when you compare Portugal to other Western European countries. In both Germany and France, for instance, house prices have barely budged in the past year and are still below their post-pandemic peak. Today, Lisbon is quite literally the least affordable city in Europe when measured by the ratio between house prices and income. According to data collected by Numbeo in 2025, the ratio between average house prices and average income in Lisbon is an eye-watering 21.1, higher than even famously expensive cities like London and Paris, which come in at 18.6 and 16.9 respectively. The country also has the worst housing access in the OECD, with an affordability index of 50% above the Eurozone average. To make matters worse, Portugal has one of the lowest levels of public housing in Europe, which might otherwise provide some relief for locals priced out by rising prices. According to the University Institute of Lisbon, affordable housing accounts for just 2% of the total stock. With so few affordable options, low and middle income residents must compete for a shrinking pool of homes, leading to displacement, rising inequality, and housing insecurity. So what explains this unique rise in Portugal's property prices? Well, there's an ongoing debate inside Portugal as to whether the primary problem is a lack of housing supply or foreign buyers coming in and pushing up prices. To be totally honest, we're not 100% sure which factor is more important, but when you dig into the data, it becomes clear that both issues are very real. Let's start with Portugal's inability to build housing. Now, this is a chronic problem in most developed countries' housing markets. Construction rates have lagged due to bureaucracy, zoning restrictions, and high building costs, leaving many countries struggling to create enough new homes to meet demand. But the problem is particularly acute in Portugal, where the construction sector has struggled to keep up with demand more than other European countries. Experts estimate a national shortage of 150,000 to 200,000 homes, but Portugal's construction industry says that it can only deliver around 24,000 to 28,000 new homes a year. In Lisbon, the situation is made even worse by strict heritage protections, construction restrictions, and large areas of land tied up in unclear ownership or governmental control. You get the idea. The lack of building is clearly contributing to Portugal's housing crisis. But it's also true that Portugal's exceptionally high level of foreign investment, which makes up about 69% of GDP, is probably playing a major role in driving up property prices too, especially in Lisbon and Porto. For context, after the 2011 debt crisis and IMF EU bailout, the government introduced neoliberal reforms to attract foreign investment and boost tourism. Rental laws were liberalised to make evictions easier and leases shorter, while Lisbon was marketed as a hotspot for digital nomads, investors and tourists. And the results were dramatic. Since 2010, the number of hotels in Lisbon has tripled, and Airbnb-style short-term rentals have come to dominate the housing market. This explosion of tourism and investment has taken thousands of homes off the long-term rental market, forcing locals to compete for fewer properties and pushing rents even higher. This might also explain why Portugal has an unusually large number of vacant properties. Estimates suggest that there are over 700,000 empty homes nationwide, and more than 150,000 in Lisbon alone. At the same time, the government introduced a golden visa program and other non-habitual residence schemes, offering tax breaks and residency permits to non-residents who invested in real estate, either by purchasing or renovating properties. Since its introduction in 2012, the Golden Visa scheme has attracted billions of euros in investment. Around 90% of all Golden Visas were tied to real estate purchases, mostly high-end apartments or luxury renovations, with a total value of roughly 6 billion euros. Recently, demand for Portuguese Golden Visas has increased even further, as other countries, including Malta, Ireland, the Netherlands, and Greece, have tightened or ended their own similar programs. Spain scrapped its scheme entirely in 2024, citing concerns that it was driving up local housing prices. The scheme's defenders point out that golden visas account for less than 3% of total housing transactions, and that golden visa purchases represent just 500 million euros annually, a relatively small share of the overall market, which sees some 30 billion euros in transactions annually. Nonetheless, it does seem that foreign investment into Portuguese property via golden visas or otherwise is clearly having an upwards effect on property prices. If you're interested in learning more about this topic, then there's plenty of other outlets reporting on it online. But what about everything you don't see? Or what about the sources you've grown to trust that are purposefully leaving out information? Thankfully, our sponsor this week, Ground News, are experts at lifting the veil on media bias. That's because Ground News is a website and app that gathers thousands of articles from across the world, expertly merging all different sides of political bias into one place, making it simple to see multiple perspectives on the same event. In addition, every single story comes with a detailed view of the bias distribution, factuality scores, and even specific ownership information. For example, if we take this story on a new EU landmark ruling that states that TikTok and Meta broke transparency rules, you can see that over 200 sources are reporting on it, and it's all featured here in one place. If we delve a bit deeper, we can see that most of the coverage is coming from the centre. While it would normally be overwhelming to sift through thousands of articles to find out how they're being reported differently by either side, Ground News offers a handy bias comparison feature where you can do this with a click of a button. For context, if we go back to the story about the EU's tech ruling against TikTok and Meta, you're able to learn that the left is framing it as the EU facing pressure to enforce its trailblazing tech laws, highlighting specific risk to minors from harmful content like sexual abuse, and suggesting that the EU applies rules sparingly against American big tech, while the right frames the story within a broader geopolitical context of persistent tensions with the US and China, emphasizing the national origin of US big tech giant Meta and Chinese-owned social media app TikTok. But that's not all. For stories that have been disproportionately covered by one side of the political spectrum or the other, their aptly named Blindspot feed puts all of those into one place to help you stay grounded and informed. So if you want to begin questioning the narrative instead of just consuming it, you can get started today as we're partnering with Ground News to offer you 40% off their unlimited access Vantage plan. Just subscribe through the link in the description or scan the QR code on screen, and you'll be supporting an independent news platform working to make the media landscape more transparent.